In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Damien, will you be trying the SpongeBob burger?
I will not.
All right.
What is
SpongeBob
burger?
I'm gonna have a Krabby Patty. I'm gonna have a Krabby Patty.
You got to for later.
Is that what it's called? I have it for what?
It's a Krabby Patty.
Yeah, it's for the culture.
You never watched SpongeBob?
No. I got Bluey on. We don't have SpongeBob.
Yeah, watch SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's just part of life.
Yeah, you gotta watch SpongeBob.
You might hate it. Probably think like, wow, this is really dumb. Or you'll love it, but you just gotta
so
watch
SpongeBob
it.
So SpongeBob is for the culture?
Yeah, we talked about it before. SpongeBob is hella funny. That cartoon is hilarious.
Yeah, clips live on forever, memes, all that good stuff.
It does. That cartoon is hella funny. It's silly. Like,
oh, that's where the...
It's super silly, but it's funny.
The, oh, brother, this guy stinks. That's from SpongeBob.
The natives of Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
The natives of Bikini Bottom, their voices are gold. Oh, SpongeBob, what are you doing? We heard you the first time, SpongeBob.
I'll meet him, do the office to you. Why do SpongeBob to him? See, that's the thing,
they'll
too.
I don't know. Like, and not only do I.
Malay!
Yeah, that's classic, too. You're either going to like it or you're going to hate it.
It's so stupid. Like,
exactly.
It's stupid, but it's hella funny, man. It is.
When SpongeBob was selling chocolate and that dude was addicted like a crackhead?
Oh, yeah.
What? Is this a kid's show or it's a show for adults?
It's a kid's show, if you're an adult, it's for you, too, if you're just watching for the right jokes.
Yeah, they sneak some stuff in there. Now, Jesse, did you notice, like, in the last, I don't know, I'm not the aficionado like my wife and my son are, but they had maybe the last two seasons SpongeBob, but it was different writers, and it wasn't the same.
See,
like, you can tell the difference.
I don't know anything about new SpongeBob.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. my eyes.
I love inside jokes. I'd hope to be a part of one someday.
You just gotta watch, man.
All right, I'll see if I can get the girls.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. It's stupid. It is stupid, but it's hella funny. It really is.
We'll find out. I know they've read. Do the girls
watch it with the 4-year-old?
I don't know.
That 4-year-old is a little sassy, man. I don't know.
She probably love it.
Okay.
She probably love it.
What age group does SpongeBob target?
Like
four to 24. Yeah, okay. 4 to 35.
And
40 if you haven't grown up yet.
So I'm still unclear as to why I have to go eat something called a Krabby Patty.
Because that's like. That's like one of the main.
SpongeBob works at
Krusty Krab.
Yeah, the Krusty Krab. He works at the Krusty Krab. It's a fast food restaurant or whatever, and he's the cook there.
And
yeah.
The Krabby Patty is
like their thing.
The Whopper, the Big Mac of Bikini
and
Bottom.
Burger King is doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
And now it's like, okay, I got to go get a Krabby Patty.
Yeah,
like,
it's real life now.
Krabby Patty.
Okay. Well, enjoy.
Now you're coming with us now. I think we talked to Mentoriza.
Okay.
Oh, brother. This guy's... The natives are hella funny, man.
Oh yeah, and the kings are what, 6 and 18?
I don't know, man. The
six
natives
and 19.
The natives sound like something that was on Boondocks and has like a racial connotation to it.
Well, what do I call
something
what do
like
I call
John Witherspoon would say?
What do I call the citizens of Bikini Bottom?
I don't
citizens,
know.
Citizens, the residents.
Residents of Bikini Bottom. And then there's a squirrel that lives above water, but she's down in Bikini Bottom, so she's got to have like scuba gear and stuff like that.
Yeah, Sandy the squirrel.
Yeah, and then sometimes Patrick and SpongeBob go out of the water and visit her home, and then there's not enough water, so they shrivel up. They're grasping for, because you know it can't be out of water, so they shrivel up. And then the best part about SpongeBob.
Wait, do they die?
No,
they get back in time. Oh. But the best part of SpongeBob is they'll shrivel up, and the cartoon will cut to a real sponge being like,
yeah, a real sponge and a real starfish.
All right.
Don't do that, dude. It's funny. Don't do that. No. Don't do that.
No, I'm sure it is. Like.
Okay. I will say this though.
Yep.
I don't know if Dame would find it as funny. He might be a little out of it.
If we're being honest, you'll hate it. You'll hate it.
Yeah.
Like the stupid humor is not your thing.
Yeah.
Like Napoleon Dynamite, things of that nature, like you won't like it. But it's an all time great. It's top five.
And it's not like you'll see the one episode and you'll be like, this is hilarious. Like you just kind of watch over time.
Yeah, you'll finish the episode and
it
be
gets
like,
funny. Like 10 episodes in. Not in one sitting, but just you've watched it over the course of like a month once, and you're like, it's stupid. It starts off with like, it's so stupid. And then it's, SpongeBob is a fool. And then it's, hey, no, these dudes are hilarious. That's the progression of it.
Okay. Is Zach Levine a Krabby Patty?
Zach Levine? Who is Zach Levine? Is Squidward.
Yeah, he's Squidward. He's.
So, okay, hold on. They keep, see, D-Lo is going to, like, Squidward?
Yeah, Squidward is, like, just kind of, like, he lives in between SpongeBob and Patrick. This is perfect. This is D-Lo and Casey now. We talked to him. Yeah.
And Squidward is unamused and annoyed by everything they do.
He hates them, but, like, he tolerates them.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now there's making other reference. Okay. What
oh,
is?
Come on!
What so is
Plankton,
this?
Plankton is funny too. Plankton is.
Zach
Plankton
Levine is a chum bucket. What is that?
That's the chum bucket. Is the restaurant across the street from the Krabby? What do I keep forgetting?
The Krusty Krab.
The Krusty Krab. The Krusty Krab. Yeah, that's literally directly right across.
They say he works there. Zach Levine works there.
That's uncalled for.
Bryce says Squidward is the only person in the show who's serious. Oh, that's why y'all think.
Zach Levine, I think, is, I don't remember if this is exactly how it happened, but Zach Levine is like when Mr. Krabs traded SpongeBob to the chum bucket to work there. He hated it.
Tyler says Vivek is Krabs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't spend money.
Yeah, that's all Mr. Krab worries about is money. Like, he will step over everybody to get 5 cents.
Mm.
That's all he cares about is. It's money, 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 money.
Jack speculating I will turn the channel 10 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to like it right away. Like, he's not going to think it's funny right away. He may never think
I need
it's funny,
to see who Squidward is because the amount of people in the chat co-signing.
Squidward's very sophisticated. He plays the clarinet, I believe.
He is so annoyed by SpongeBob and Patrick.
Oh, he's the cashier at the Krusty Krab.
That's
too.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
The amount of people who said that Vivek is Mr. Krabs is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Now I kind of need to see it. Now I'm okay. Now
the 11-year-old, I think she might think it's funny. I mean, Morgan will too, but Morgan, a lot of it is just gonna go over Morgan's head. Like, not even on like adult joke stuff. It's more like 8 to 12-year-old.
Now we got Pearl references that will just.
All right, man. Come on, man. Y'all always going too far.
Yeah, he's gone too far.
What other TV show can be compared to the Kings?
Mike Brown was Plankton.
Oh.
Come on, man.
All right.
He did try to kind of take over the.
Yeah, I could see the vision there.
Someone's asking, who is Alvin Gentry in the SpongeBob universe?
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel like Edison when we start talking wrestling. Like, I have no clue what's happening. I'm engaged. I'm interested. But I have
Larry,
no idea.
Who's Larry the Lobster?
Oh. That's a good question. I want to say, my first thought was Russell Westbrook.
No, I don't even want to say my answer.
Text it.
Is it on the screen right now? Just look at the recent. Is it on the screen?
No, okay.
Oh boy! All right. Well,
shout out, Mr. Krabs.
You'll have a week off coming up. You spend that time watching a little SpongeBob.
Okay.
Once again, I want a preference. You will not think it's funny the first time you watch it. You'll be like, this
"Well, no, he
so
might." It's just don't watch it. Like, oh
nah,
yeah, like, just kind of watch like.
I know the
don't,
Brody,
don't
man.
Think anything about it.
I know the Brody. You're like, this is stupid. I don't get it. But you have to, it just takes time.
We're really trying to get Damien to get into SpongeBob while most of us got into it when we were five.
Well, you weren't watching SpongeBob when you were five.
No.
He was young enough, though, because he was like pre-high school, right?
No, to be honest with you, it was like, it might have been around college.
How did you... Well, I know you don't do drugs, so how did you stumble across SpongeBob?
I mean, it was the biggest cartoon out.
Yeah.
And like and people my
You're
age
in
were
college.
Like, no, people my age, it was like Beavis and Butthead, right? Like or the Boondocks.
Okay.
Like it was the biggest cartoon out and people of all ages were like, this is hella funny.
I think SpongeBob started in 96.
I didn't watch it when it started. I know that much. It was much later in life.
Okay.
Good stuff though. Premiered in 99.
All right.
Says.
Well, we have equated Sacramento Kings players and management. Does Doug have a SpongeBob character?
Somebody said he was the driving instructor. Is that
is this Puff?
Think? Yeah, what you think?
Oh, yeah, no, his name is Puff? Is it?
Yeah, I guess.
This is a terrible time to be named Puff.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to have to workshop this more.
Hang in there, Doug.
Tune in this summer to
D-Lo KC. Characters, too, by the way.
Yeah. There's not that many characters in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Well, the SpongeBob version of Zach LaVine, he wouldn't have made that quote about, give me the damn ball. maybe
SpongeBob's a team player.
What we probably should do is talk about what Sam Amick said. Mm. Sam Amick had Kings fans buzzing and... D'Lo and KC listeners thinking, wait, I've heard this before. We'll talk about that. Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Man, if you didn't tap into that Spurs Pelicans game last night, go watch the highlight. There are some young stars in this league, and there are some young stars on those two teams. We'll talk about it. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky's the limit at Sky River Casino.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know. Sam Amick had people talking. Tristan Quick's going to be with us at the top of the hour, by the way. Sam Amick had people talking, an appearance on Run It Back. He was talking about Scott Perry and how he is telling ownership that it could be another 3 to 5 years before this franchise gets on track. Sam Amick tweeted, they pulled what Sam said from the podcast. NBA Central put it up on their social media channels. Sam Amick added some context through Twitter and said, to be clear here, there is no pushback from Kings owner Vivek Ranadive regarding their current plan. The point, which was said in a big picture sense, is that Scott is making it clear from the top on down that they need to be very patient and prudent here. 3 to 5 years.
2027 is year three.
We're not Sam Amick. We haven't, you know, been covering the league for 20 plus years. We're not one of the most respected insiders, you know, in the game. Does any of this sound familiar? Any of it? Because we literally had this conversation a week ago. You're not going to be able to fix this immediately. And it sounds like when you this is not what Sam said. When you pull context, it's clear the people who want this team picked apart and a tanking of sorts, you're getting it. Mm-hmm. That it might not be happening this second, because I don't, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know that anybody expected the season to die so quickly, but you're going to get it. If Scott Perry is telling Vivek Ranadive, it is going to take time to fix this. Mm-hmm. He's going to pick this team apart. You're going to get your wish. And Scott Perry is going to put a mountain of pressure on himself, his front office, and his scouting department to nail these drafts that they hope to accumulate some more picks for in the coming weeks and months.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that, for me, when I would put a time frame on it or years on it, I just went with past history. You know, you can get the pick right and get the guy that you need, but a lot of these guys don't get there. They don't even get to the playoffs within 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at some of these number one picks. Anthony Edwards in 2020. I think they got to the playoffs maybe in 2 years. They also had Carl Anthony Towns already there as well. So that helped as well, right?
Another number one pick. Overall pick.
Right. Cade Cunningham just got to the playoffs last year. He was 2021 pick, number one pick. Paolo Banchero, I think his was 3 years. He got to the playoffs in his third year. Maybe his second. But yeah, Franz Wagner there. Like, there was a accumulation mm-hmm. of draft picks and mm-hmm. Cole Anthony and Jalen Suggs and all this other stuff. So
they don't all get to play at the same time this year, but right. That's the yeah. state they're in.
But even if, like, you get this pick coming up correctly, and this is a guy, you're going to need to add to that. It's going to take 3 or 4 years. And in Cade's case, in Paolo's case, we're talking about the Eastern Conference. We ain't talking about the Western Conference
yeah.
and trying to get to the playoffs there. So for me personally, it just always was that's just the time frame of it. If you're going to bottom out like the way you want to, I think to get back to where you were in 2023, Beam Team One. I'm not even talking championship. That who knows if that'll ever come and how long that takes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But to get back to where you were in 2023, I always looked at it as 3 to 5 years and closer to 5 years than three.
And if we went, and this was a frustrating point that I think people were missing last week. The Kings, if we 3 to 5 years, we can include this one, I guess.
I'm not. It hasn't even started.
That's perfectly.
They don't even have the draft pick.
That's perfectly fair with me. So I'm trying to play
the. Devil doesn't need
let's,
more
let's say let's say things go great in the next 2 months.
Mm.
And it gets torn down. So you've missed the playoffs the last 2 years. And let's say, again, that's it. We'll include this year, but we won't go to five. We'll go to four. You've got 6 straight years of missing the playoffs. I think you get to seven, and aside from the Sacramento Kings, you're starting to get to the longest playoff droughts in it. Like, you have the Kings. I think there's a Timberwolves one in there that they broke with Jimmy Butler. And then I think Phoenix went 9 years. I don't think anyone went eight. And I felt like there was a seven in there, which is why I keep thinking you're starting to have two of the longest playoff droughts in NBA history.
I think the Knicks had a nine.
I thought the Knicks might have been the seven. But okay, so.
Maybe so, yeah.
The Knicks did have a lengthy one. But that's if everything goes well. If we go on the high end of the five and don't include this year, you're at eight. Hmm. You're talking about an organization having two of the longest playoff droughts in the history of the sport that are separated by one glorious year. Is that 25 of 26? 25 years of 25 times out of 26 years, you missed the playoffs?
Jeez.
And I get it. Scott Perry wasn't the general manager for the last 17, 18, 20 seasons mm-hmm. or 21. Nor was any rookie a player, nor was any free agent a player. None of that. That is the organization, though. That is the future that this organization is facing. We'll just go on the conservative end. 23 or 24 out of the last 25 years, this team will have missed the playoffs in this scenario. I'm not suggesting it's not the scenario Scott should go for. I'm just saying there were conversations in this chat that, no, in 2 years, we need to see playoff runs. You're literally asking something that no team in the history of the league has done. The Dallas Mavericks landed what people are calling a generational player. Anthony Davis is still on the basketball team. They're not good. No. Cooper Flagg hasn't even begun to become what he is in this league yet. At least I don't think he has. It takes time even for those guys. Generational talent is a great term. Luka's a generational talent. Maybe Cooper Flagg is. We said Zion was. Not everybody is LeBron. And if memory serves me correctly, the Cavs didn't make the playoffs LeBron's first year.
Good.
I don't think they made the playoffs years?
Yeah, I think it was his third season, I believe. It could have been his second season, but I think it was his third season. Wemby still hadn't made the playoffs yet.
Wemby ain't made the playoffs yet. He's going to make the hell out of the playoffs this year.
He will this year.
He's going to make the hell out of the playoffs this year.
But can Wemby pay 2 straight months?
But he hadn't been able to do that yet. But that's the thing. It might not matter because you talk about having a plan. They had a plan. What's the other thing you need in this conversation? Luck. Mm. There is no reason that Dylan Harper should be a San Antonio Spur right now. But he is because the Spur. You get lucky with – they got lucky for sure with the Wemby draft. But they got lucky again with Dylan Harper.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Does this team have any other options, though?
No, absolutely not. That's what I'm saying.
You got to do what you
got to
do.
I'm not trying to convince anybody that this isn't the way to go. It's perfectly fine. It's crystal clear from what Sam Amick has said. you're going to get exactly what you want. Saying it's going to take 3 to 5 years to fix this isn't someone who's going to go out and chase DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine and problem contract types. They're not going to go get Kyle Kuzma going, this is going to be the piece that, no, you are going to get what you have begged for. Mm-hmm. He is going to strip this down. All we're saying is it's going to get rough. And it could get Utah Jazz levels of rough. You, the fan, you, ownership, the organization, you've got to see this through.
That's it.
You've got to see this through and give him an opportunity to build this team.
Yeah, that's it, man. And once again, I'm with you. I'm not saying that it's wrong or they shouldn't do it or anything like that. Just trying to brace people for what could be ahead. Like, it could get cold out here. It could get real cold out here for a couple years. And that, once again, not saying that's the wrong way to go. That's just the reality of it. Like, they think it's bad now. Like, there might be some times when you don't have – you might have two NBA-quality players on the roster. Everybody else is kind of like, kind of fringe, G League. If he was with the right team, maybe he'd be on the league. But – You got two or three guys that are like, nah, these guys would stick on any team in the league. It might be that.
But yeah, but like, I guess look at it now, how many NBAs do they got and how many wins? Like, it's just like, yeah, they got NBA guys now and they only got, what, 5 wins, 6 wins?
No, you're right. But I would say some of those.
Like I guess some for Kings fans, there's not going to be a difference. It's a bad team now. It's going to be a bad team just with younger players and some fringe guys, I guess.
No, what I was thinking, though, is like, even with some of those guys, some of them, not a lot, right? But some of those guys that you have on here with this bad team, you can turn them into something. Like, you might be going out there with, what was my man's name? The second-round pick, he was really buff. Woodard.
Robert Woodard?
You could be running around
with Bob.
Bob Woodard's out there, and that's not going to net you anything in return.
Yeah.
It's just the process of it, though.
That's all it is. And once again, I'm not – that's what you got to do. I'm all for it. Do what you need to do. Just once again, preparing everybody for – it could get cold out here for some time.
Mm-hmm.
For some
and
time.
You, and the difference between – for some of you, not everybody, the difference is you've got to be okay shivering.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of you, this is what you wanted. And it's like, I get it. They're bad with vets. There's nothing to look forward to. It seems like the only possible direction is down. And not a gradual slope down, but like straight down. Like that old ride at Waterworld where you had to lean back and cross your arms and just slide down.
No, I didn't get on that.
I think it was called Cliffhanger, but I'm not sure.
No, sir.
That one. That's the direction this franchise is very clearly going. And you're just going to have to be okay being cold. Because right now, you're not cold. You're angry. Mm-hmm. You're pissed because you're not getting what you want. And the team sucks. And I get it. But when you get what you want, and it is upstate New York freezing out there, we just got to show up and cheer. Got to tap in. Got to talk about, we got to be hyped for Summer League again. It is in Scott Perry's best interest. You know what you can do to really help this fan base that hates not yours, but your organization's guts right now? Make sure your ass has the California Classic next year. Make sure that it doesn't go to San Francisco anytime soon. Mm. Tell Joe Lacob, step off, Grandpa. We've got business to attend to. And allow your fan base to have that fleeting moment during the summer where they can show up for a couple of bucks, watch basketball all day, and cheer on their basketball team. Who cares that your California Classic roster might just be your opening day roster? Just let your fan base have that. Find the little moments that make your fan base happy. Things like the California Classic will do that. That year that started with that famous dunk and the Beat LA chant at Tip, they stunk that year, and everybody knew they were going to. But that didn't stop 17,000 in the middle of July at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon from filling up the Golden 1 Center and acting like they were in a playoff game. Give your fan base that.
For sure. For sure. Tyler in the chat, y'all says, a month ago, you guys were yelling at some people in the chat for even suggesting this. No, we were yelling at people in the chat, and I'll yell at them again today if need be, for thinking that guarantees anything. We're telling you what the process is. This process might not work. We might go another 15 years. Scott Perry might draft the wrong person every time. He'll get fired, and somebody else will have to clean up his mess.
Anyone think that this organization is above that happening?
We've already seen it once. I hope not. I believe Scott Perry will do some good things. All we ever said is it's not a one-to-one correlation of if you tank, you will be good. That's all we said. Because people like yourself think that's the case. I hope in this particular case with the Kings, yeah, tank, get 2 great draft picks, and then you're on your way. Like, I hope that's the case. It might be the case. But I don't know that. I don't know that to be the case. Nobody does. Everything is a hope and a wish upon a star. I wish that Scott makes all the right trades, get all the assets, makes all the draft picks correct, and we can get this thing back on track, we can get it going as soon as possible. If that happens in 2-3 years, I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, it didn't take 5 years. I was wrong. I'm mad. I'll be happy. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I hope it takes as soon as possible, but I'm preparing myself for it not to.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Want to be clear, we are not doing 8-hour shows to get us through the draft. But sounds like those draft portfolio segments are coming back.
Oh, I've got the ranking.
With a vengeance. They might start when we get back from Christmas. All right, Kenny. Who do we have in our first installment here on January 3rd?
Let's look at Mykel Brown, man. Yeah. I saw him the other day going up against Indiana. Good game, good point guard.
We will call in Jill Adge as an expert second-round analyst.
Well, hopefully we don't have to call her for a coaching search either. I hope not.
You know what? If Scott Perry does do that to Doug, forgive me. I really hope the Sacramento Kings' next head coach isn't on their roster already. You know what I mean?
I smell what you're
saying. Because I will feel a very, very specific type of way about Scott Perry if that winds up being the case. Now, I'm not going to prepare myself to feel any type of way about Doug being fired or about Mike Woodson being named the head coach, because it hasn't happened. And I'll give these guys an opportunity to let me down or not. But I will feel a certain type of way if the Kings' next head coach is currently on Doug's staff. Because it will go back to what we said after, I don't even know what game it was at this point, but it was a clip that we had that seemed to piss a lot of people off. You've set Doug up to fail, and you as just a person will not be able to regain my trust in the way I evaluate you. I hope that's not what's happening. If this season goes by and you don't think Doug is fit to be your head coach, again, I'm going to feel a certain way about it. I'm not going to agree with it, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to fix it. I don't think Mike Woodson is fixing it.
If I was Scott Perry, if I was the powers that be, I mean, what's the point of getting rid of Doug right now anyway?
Like, well, I don't think Doug's job is in danger. I'm talking about the
offseason. No, I don't think so. Even in the offseason.
Okay.
Like, what's
okay.
the point? Like, you just telling everybody it's going to take 3 to 5 years. The guy that you think is the coach isn't going to make you win next year.
That's a great point, yeah.
So why not
just go ahead and sign Doug?
Save face. So D'Lo doesn't beat your ass.
Well, that wouldn't happen.
He's going to fight you.
Save face and just keep him around. To a certain degree, be a sacrificial lamb for this process that the Kings are about to go
through. Well, see, I'm not okay with that either.
I know.
Don't keep him around. Do you think Doug is a good head coach for you or not? If the answer is no, then do what you have to do. If the answer is yes, sign him to a contract that shows that.
Is Doug,
Doug out here making Kenny Caraway money and not NBA coach money?
Why he's in trouble making Kenny Caraway. I don't have no money.
Well, that's what Sam Amick's report was. No, neither does no Doug. Doug's still relying on the reality TV residuals that come in for his show.
Are we even sure that, like, Scott Perry was like, yeah, I want Doug Chris to be my head coach?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. He sold us on people around the league calling him and him talking to a handful of guys. And
I'm not going to lie, because if you move off of Doug after year one,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, no one thought like, oh, yeah, they're going to go to the playoffs. This, like, no, that's not what this is. But if you move off of Doug after year one, then that tells me he wasn't your guy and you were making the owner happy or somebody happy. But either way, like, yeah, that you didn't hire your coach in your first year. You can't hire a guy and then, oh, no, I made a massive mistake. What did I do? And then fire. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. And this isn't Pete Carroll type right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you hire a guy in your first year as GM because that's your guy. And he's like, this is the guy who's going to see it through with me.
Yeah.
Unless,
and you had time.
Well,
Monty was fired, like, during a game.
Or,
if you believe most, before.
Well, that walk across very, the baseline.
A very literal play-in game in which the general manager was very obviously fired.
I'll put it, I'm talking right now. Unless you do what you needed to do to get the job, knowing that you had time to do what you wanted to do later. You do what you had to do to get the job. If the job required you to keep Doug Christie as the coach, cool. Scott didn't get here and say, man, I think we can, you know, be good right away, then saw it, and then go tell Sam Amick it's going to take about 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. Scott, before he took a call from Vivek, was probably, they so far away. We talking 5 years.
He so, told us that in his press conference. He mm-hmm. obviously didn't say 3 to 5 years, mm-hmm. but he talked about building a sustainable winner.
Mm-hmm.
One look at the talent and the contracts, and I'm not talking about the dollar figure as much as the length, plus the age of the roster, showed you this group is not what Scott Perry was describing. Right. It is. That was crystal clear. That dates back to one of the early conversations we had about you could feel fine, and I did, about this team this year. Mm-hmm. I said this team could make the play-in. They could make the playoffs. Like, I absolutely think this team can accomplish something this year. Not of grand, you know, outcome, but, yeah, could they make the playoffs? Absolutely. But I don't think they could do it again. That was my argument. I think it was a lot of people's argument, was that they just don't have any sort of future. Mm-hmm. And turns out a lot of that was wrong. Right. As not having a future already started.
Right. But, and like I said, I'm just laying out a scenario. I'm not here to tell you what I think happened or anything like that. I'm just laying out a scenario. If Scott was having conversations with Vivek and Vivek is like, I want Doug to be around, that's how you'll get the job. All right, I'll keep him around. Because I'm not even going to go to work for another 3 years. And by the time, to Jesse's point, like in theory, when it's my time, then I can get my guy. I don't need my guy in right now.
Yeah, but there's no way you could have approached this job thinking you have 3 years. This job.
Unless
Vivek said, no, baby, I'm different. I'm not that man anymore.
Oh, but I would say this. What you gonna do? Fire me? Fire another general manager?
Yes. Right, yeah, fine. That's what he's gonna do.
All right. I'll take my chances with that. I if I'm Scott Perry, you after this disaster, like maybe we're a little closer so we know how much of a disaster this was. You are not firing another GM in 3 years. You're not. I dare you to die, fire
he's
another GM.
He's already done
years.
It. Like, that's like the do it third ag- general
I know.
Manager.
Do it
done.
Again. Do it again. And maybe I'd be wrong, but you're not doing that again.
I will say it's a dangerous game to play with your sports team.
You know what I mean?
It's a dangerous game to play with your sports team.
I'm saying, like, I think that's a dangerous game to play, period.
If I'm Scott Perry.
All right. No, you can cheat this time. No, that's fine. You going to cheat on me again?
Yeah.
It's a pattern of behavior. Like, Vivek has shown a pattern of behavior.
And if he does, there's no skin off my back. I got paid. I got back into the game.
But you didn't even get the opportunity to do the job. And are you getting another job in the league?
Yeah, because you know why.
You were doing podcasts.
But
fictitious Scott Perry before you were called.
No, it's lit now. Let's go.
If I would... Yeah. And if I were to get back into the league, you think anybody gonna hold Sacramento against me?
Yeah,
we've always said this job is free.
Okay, fictitious Scott Perry. Why the hell did you hire Doug Christie?
I'm talking NBA. You know how that is. It's the crazy owner. I didn't do that. We've said this for years.
Okay,
Sacramento
Sacramento
is the crutch. It's the crutch. You know. Absolute crutch.
Hey, Monty, just a quick note about this guy. He blows up the organization when he leaves. Go ahead. Bring in Will Hardy Jr. to talk with us. We'll come back.
This did not go well.
It never does. It never goes well when we do this. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a funny quote to read from you after we talked to CC. What'd you find?
I was going through the D'Lo and Casey NFL Pick'em contest and seeing who was ahead. Right now, Angelo is tied for first with Julian and Kevin. Shout out to them. But do you know who is 1 point behind and in fourth place?
Jesse.
No.
Oh, I didn't even play this here.
Bobby Gerald.
Oh, right on, Bobby.
Come on, man. South Sac, stand up, man.
Yeah.
1 point behind, man. Go ahead, get this dub. I'm picking this week, too, by the way.
Why did Bobby block KC with one of our best bits for 3 years?
Yeah. And then it died when Bobby came on the show.
Yeah, because Luke had been fired.
He just said, Kenny was popping off at the mouth, so I just didn't want to see it anymore. Let's see what TC talking about. Don't let me forget to read you this quote.
Okay.
Let's see what TC talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
Hey, TC, let's keep it clean today, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hey, we always keep it clean, bro. Yesterday, I was slipping, bro. I was fired up. It's Zach, bro. I don't know who dude think he is, man. I was just, I was fired up, y'all. Y'all know I don't be coming in like that. I be talking crazy, but.
It's all good, baby. It's all good. Hey, what look, you got?
Hey, Kenny, did you have a chance to look at that text I sent you? So I'm talking about as far as a draft pick. I like all three of those guys, bro. That guy, Koa Pete from Arizona.
Yeah, Koa Pete's a truth. Freak.
Bro, he's a truth. And then I got the two guards, right? In the future, I got that boy Fleming from Houston, and I got Fierce Jr. from Michigan State. What you think about them three? I think we could pull it off with our first round, and then we got 2 seconds. I don't know where they slotted at, but I like all three of them, bro.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I like all three of those players. I got to look at them a little bit more. I've seen Koa a couple of different times. So I like his game, familiar with his game. I've seen Fleming once. Good ball player. But, you know, it's that time of year on the NBA, in the NBA tip, where it's time for me to watch these kids play.
Mm.
When it comes to the Kings, it's mm-hmm. that time of year where it's time for me to watch these kids a little bit more. So I'm going to definitely be tapped in over the course of the next couple months with all these young guys.
Yeah, we all better be tapped in.
Yeah, man.
This is our future.
Get familiar.
Next time I say something.
Watch high school, too.
This is our future.
Next time I say something I'm not supposed to, whether it be at home, just outside or whatever, I'm going to blame Zach LaVine for it.
That's a good call. I think it works.
Yeah.
All Kings fans should try that. You say something at work, hey, I'm sorry, man. Zach LaVine, man, that dude got to go. That's all you got to say. Like, just say that next. Or say, I'm sorry, man, Zach LaVine really pissed me off. And, you know, just.
Why couldn't do the dishes, babe? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Why? Zach LaVine.
Forgot to
sucks.
Put the chicken out.
Yeah.
My bad.
Why?
Zach LaVine, man.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Our man, Law Murray, covers the Clippers in Los Angeles, has a quote from John Collins on Chris Paul.
Oh.
All love and respect to my guy. Just didn't work out. Not getting into all of the extras, but definitely was a lot quieter without him here today.
God.
So I'll leave it at that and wishing him well in whatever he chooses to do in his next steps. Damn.
Hey, we knew it from the start. Chris Paul was not the good guy here.
Damn.
Did you see that that clip they tried to circulate with Chris Paul talking to Ty Lue's girl?
Ty Lue's girl?
Did you see that, Jesse?
Yeah, I saw that, but that wasn't like anything. It's just
I don't think so. But yeah. it was Chris Paul's reaction when Ty Lue hits the corner. Like I don't think nothing happened. But it was just funny.
Yeah, because Ty Lue walks up after or whatever. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And Chris is like leaned up on the wall talking to her, and then Ty hits the corner, and Chris goes, "Oh," and doesn't say what's up to Ty or nothing. Just kind of keeps it moving. Crazy. Oh, man.
Ty Lue said the report about him not talking to Chris Paul for weeks wasn't true. He said, that ain't true. How he going to play and I'm not talking to him? There was a stretch when he wasn't going to play and be out of the rotation. It was tough for him because he's a competitor. Lue said that he wasn't part of the final conversation with Chris Clippers with CP3. I think there's a typo here that I'm struggling reading through. Lue said he wasn't part of the final conversation with CP3. Clippers players aren't happy about the decision, and he has no problem with Chris on why the situation was unable to be reconciled. You got to ask Lawrence. Well, there you go. Now I got to see the video with his girl.
A lot quieter around here. Come on.
That's
man.
A hell of a line,
Come
too.
On,
now,
man.
I don't want to say nothing, but, oh, man. Okay, so I see the video, and you know what the video looks like more than anything?
What's that?
Is, oh, here comes this dude. I can't stand him. Not like, oh, I'm trying to talk to this girl. I'm trying to talk to his girl. It's more like, oh, here comes this dude.
Here come your dude. You know I don't rock with him.
Mm-hmm. Here comes your bitch ass man. Here comes that sucker, man. I'll holler at you. That is hella funny. He comes all that. This video is funny. He come around the corner. And also, whoever slowed it down like that is going to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to hell.
Come on, man.
They wanted to make sure you saw Chris's reaction. Oh, here he comes. And he turns around and leaves. And you could see him point back. I was just telling her what a sucker you are. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Like, who found this video? I don't know, man. It's got to be on YouTube somewhere or something.
I feel like it was on somebody's stories. Or no, I don't know where they saw the video, but they put it on their story, I think.
Oh, that's...
Crazy, man. People find
the AI version is crazy.
Oh, they got an AI version.
AI version.
Oh.
Hold on. I got to get the AI version on the screen. Oh, this is funny. Stand by. Let me get it to you.
Oh,
hang on.
No.
Hang on. AI, it's on the way. It's on the way. AI version. AI version. Just hit your folders. We got to stop with this. We got to stop with artificial intelligence.
Come on, man. AI going to ruin everything, man. Don't do that.
Internet just be whatever. It's like, yeah, let's put a pic. Let's put a video of Chris Paul looking.
And
looking
it's the
agitated.
Wild West. It is 100% the Wild West. Just doing whatever.
Let me see here. Ty Lue Girl. Hold on. Here's for those who haven't seen it. Chris Paul is clearly talking to, and this is his wife. This is Ty's wife.
I don't think he's married, so
Ty's person, Ty's girl.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking for her after the game, so it's something. Here's that video. This is how it's posted. It's in slow motion, as you can see. It looks like it's recorded screen grab from a TikTok. So there's Chris talking. You see Ty Lue coming around the corner already. And then, oh, hey. Let me make sure the sound is off that because. Oh, hey. You know
what?
Yeah. But he didn't say dude.
Oh,
he said, yeah.
Hey,
oh.
Man, yeah. Not even a dap. Hey, what's up, big dog?
Nah, nothing. Look, just ignoring each other, too. Let me get y'all the AI.
Oh.
Here come this dude again. Let me get you the AI version, though, because the AI version is a little bit wild. Hang on. I did the same search I did. Now I can't find it.
Uh-oh.
Can't find it.
I wanted to see it.
Well, it's in your text message.
Oh.
I was trying to put it on the screen.
Oh.
I literally did the same search. I don't know why it's not coming up.
Did they already get rid of it?
They might have. They might have scrubbed it from the internet already.
Hey,
yeah, I don't know why. I just sent the version to Casey. It's on Twitter, but I can't find the version
I just sent to him. Man, don't do that. People crazy for that.
It's a little over the top where the two AI figures start making out. It is funny. It is
the people
funny.
Crazy for that one right there.
Oh well. Shout out Chris Paul. Chris Paul.
Do you think
Chris
we ever see him again? Like on a court?
I don't think so, because it feels like the Clippers are just gonna hold on to his contract.
They shouldn't do that. Well, they can do whatever they want. But I'm like, if he has suitors and wants to play somewhere, they should. Trade him at least, like okay, I understand.
Yeah,
you
like let that, like
but trade him. Well, it says it's not
go.
December 15th.
Like let him go. What he signed a vet minimum deal, didn't he?
Yeah,
just let him go.
Yeah,
let him go play. And maybe their thought is, and this is probably the most likely case. Maybe their thought is like someone is going to need a point guard. Mm. Someone's going to need a point guard of his caliber. And that will probably truly tell you the story of where their relationship is at and how it ended. If they Carmelo Anthony him and just make him sit there, yeah, it must have been pretty bad because that's kind of vengeful. Like the guy has already said, this is my last year playing basketball.
Right.
Give him an opportunity to go out with like a little dignity.
Yeah, and I can't imagine he did something that crazy where you would do that. Like you could not want him around, be like, yo, just move on from this guy.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to – stop his career.
Yeah, let him play, man. Let him play. Again, I don't know who the suitors are for out there for him. I'm guessing that the Clippers mindset might be like, hey, stay ready, keep working out, keep playing.
Yeah.
Once we get, you know, things might open up for the 15th. We'll keep an eye out on things as they move forward. If your agent has something lined up, we'll work with him. And we'll just try to get you in a place that allow you to end your career the way you want to.
Yeah.
Because I don't see any situation where he's staying with the organization.
I don't either.
Where it's like Chris Paul night at the Intuit Dome. I can't, like, if it had just been, you know, things aren't going well, Chris Paul was, you know, sent home, you know, we'll allow him to be at home with his family, work out, stay in shape, and, you know, we'll have, you know, Chris Paul night, whatever. He's just not going to be around the team on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
All right, you can get through it that way. That wasn't that. Every single thing we've read is get this dude out of here.
It's once again, and then I was, some stories have come out or whatever, but it's like, man, what was he saying that was affecting things that much? Because there, I got to be real, there's a certain level of, like, Chris Paul today, like, if he's talking and it's not something I want to hear or I'm tired, like, I'll tune him out. Like, you're not even playing.
There are reports that he was undermining coaches. He was undermining schemes, both when he was on the floor and when he was off the floor. Mm. And I was saying that would just send a really bad impression to young players on the Clippers, though I'm not sure if they have one.
No.
I don't know who the youngest player on the Los Angeles Clippers is. It might be James Harden at 36. Like, I don't know who. So that kind of ruled that out. But, you know, I mean, John Collins' quote says a lot. It was a lot quieter today. Like, clearly they were over whatever it was that Chris Paul was doing. There seems to be a decent amount of people who are over it.
You don't want Kobe Sanders to have to deal with that. You don't want Ray J. Daniels to deal with that either.
Well, it'd be a shame if something like that happened to Ray J.
Cam Christie?
Yeah, Doug's son.
Yeah, you don't want any of those guys.
Who was Max Christie. Who said they thought Max Christie was Doug's son?
Wasn't it like Isaac Jones?
No, I don't think so. It was an opponent, I think.
Is it Klay Thompson?
Oh, that's who it was. Yeah, yeah. That's who it was. It was Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson said, I thought that was Doug's son.
You sure you're not related to Doug?
Pretty sure, Klay. Pretty sure.
Kobe Brown. We don't want him to be.
You don't want anyone named Kobe, anyone named Ray
Kobe's
J,
on the team.
Or anyone named Christie being influenced by Chris Paul's bad behavior.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.